living room, it's den, kitchen and dining combined, and a small utility room.
Well, that might be seven, eh? Let me see.
Three. They don't count bathrooms as a room. Three, four, five, six, and that little small room next to it.
What? Did you have a living, something you called a living room?
Way back then?
Uh-huh.
No, ma'am, there was no living room. There was no such thing as a living room. I never saw the big shots had them four room houses, but on them other houses, well, they were just this little old shotgun, they called it. Three rooms, one right behind the other. And then on the back, right out the back door, they had a drop post, a drop something there, and out of the kitchen. And it was so dark in there that they couldn't put no such thing as no one, you know, glass one. And electric and nothing like that, just old coal oil, a bottle lamp, that's the best you could use.
What's a bottle lamp?
Put some coal oil in, stick a rag in and light it. I can make you one of them so quick till you can hit them. Or you just take a bottle and put some coal oil in, twist a rag and stick it down in there, and that coal oil seep up there and it'll come up, but it'll smoke, but it'll... That black at the top of your house looked like it'd been painted black, it's so in a little while it smokes, so.
Is there another name for coal oil?
Kerosene.
What about, you said this is a gallery?
Gallery out there, that's where you sit out there, the gallery.
What would they call it now?
Porch. Porch did call it now, but they called it a gallery then.
Were there other kinds of porches or galleries that people had?
Some of them weren't down on the floor, and it had a boy sit out there in the day. The post was under the top of it, that's all. But no name, no other name.
Just Gallery.
Gallery, that's all.
I guess you had a fireplace in.
Yeah, a fireplace made out of clay mud and stuff. You know, I told you that was them. In the mom and pop in them room, the only room didn't have nothing in it but a bottle lamp. That's all.
You know, on the fireplace, that open place that comes out in front? Do you know what, do you have a name for that? That part that comes out in front?
Oh, that's the panel, the mantle, the mantle, the part of the mantelpiece, something like that, that thing, yeah, maybe that coming out, that's the mantelpiece.
Well, what about on the floor?
Well, that's the far half, they call it, the far half.
Say, if you were going to... build a fire, you'd lay the wood across the...
Well, they had something called doggones at that time. Well, they had a... Well, I got some old doggones right here, something with legs on it and a wrap on the back of it to keep the wood from rolling out on the floor, and you lay it on them doggones. And that's the way you put that. But you had to, every day, you had to take a... shovel or something like that, and two of them took the ashes out so it would keep it from filling up. It would build up like nobody's business.
What about, say, if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Well, we used something called kindling up in here. It had a lot of fat pine or any kind of small wood, small kindling, or like a brush top, like. Something like that, dry wood. You put that under the bottom and you pour a little coal oil on it and start it off, and then you start to lay your wood across that thing. In a little while, you got a roaring fire.
What about, you might take a real big piece of wood and...
That's the back stick. That's what you call the back stick. It'll burn all night when it's real cold. You see the back stick for... My dad and them, you stay that way, you know, sort of keep the warm room sort of warm.